Tourism and real estate are two of the biggest things going for South Florida's economy, and they have been for a long, long time. Both exert their influence on the retail industry here. Keith Koenig certainly knows it. He's president of City Furniture. Now, if you lived in South Florida back in the 1970s, and you were hip, you were cool, you may have bought a waterbed from him and his brother. In 1971, Waterbed City opened in Fort Lauderdale.
You're not sleeping on one, you're just not sleeping.
Right now, there are two great reasons to invest in a Waterbed City waterbed.
This was back in the early 1980s. Koenig's company started with less than $10,000, riding in the wave of a growing population in South Florida and a booming housing market. By the 1990s, the waterbed market had sunk, housing had experienced a bust, but Koenig and his family refocused the business and changed the company's name to City Furniture.
City Furniture has irresistible prices.
Sounds like the 1990s there, doesn't it? Well, housing recovered, the business continued growing, and this year its 14 stores will sell a combined $270 million worth of couches, bedroom sets, lamps, and furniture. Much like the sound of its jingles maturing through the years, its business is as much a reflection of local tastes in South Florida as it is the local housing market.
Celebrate the last days of summer during City Furniture's Labor Day sale.
Koenig has seen a lot of trends come and go in South Florida retailing through the years. Today he uses two words to describe his outlook: very positive.
I think we're in for a few years of really solid growth because the housing market has been so underbuilt, and now we're seeing the beginning of a recovery.
What are customers coming to you for today, and how has that changed from, say, 4 years ago when the bubble had burst in housing?
The furniture customer is now shopping more for whole home, and they're furnishing new and resale purchases of homes and condominiums. So we're getting higher average sales, and we're also seeing the customers more willing to go to more upscale brands, like we recently instituted Bernhard, a big collection of the best of the highest priced furniture lines in the market.
What are your customers telling you about feeding that desire? Where is that coming from? Is it pent-up demand, or certainly it's got to come from some confidence they have in their ability to pay in the future?
I think the market is being driven by demographics. First of all, you have the baby boomers wanting to come to Florida. You have the pent-up demand of South Florida. We've heard about so many Gen X and Gen Y living with their parents. So that household formation is really kicking in. You're seeing home prices have gone up, so people who were trapped in their homes that really wanted to upscale or downscale or downsize now are able to have a little bit more flexibility. So there's a lot of things that are working, and it's all positive for the housing market.
What kind of average ticket are you seeing as a customer leaves a City Furniture store after making a purchase?
Our average sale is close to $1,500, but there's a variety of purchases within there. There's some customers that are buying $25,000, and there's some people coming in and buying a $3,995 accessory. So overall, our average ticket is up about 7-8% over a year ago, which was up about 5-6% over the prior year. So we're seeing some tendency for larger average purchases, but there's the frequency or the modality of more people buying a lot of furniture at once is going up.
So the average receipt is going up. What about the volume of merchandise that's going through your stores to talk to the modality?
Yeah. Our sales are up on average in the 13-17% range. The biggest comp store increases we've seen for several years.
Compared to the years of 2008, 2009, really the depth of the housing recession here in South Florida, how has your customer changed? How has the merchandise changed that you're selling to that customer? And has the sales process changed?
When the market trended down so dramatically, we definitely saw the customer trade down. So the customer for a $799 sofa was buying a $599 sofa. The $599 sofa customer is buying a $399 sofa. The most promotional products were selling like the best. Now we're seeing a much broader range of purchase preferences, all the way to Bernhardt, which is our new high-end gallery line, and all ranges are doing well now, thankfully. We are very close to the housing market because we are now doing, we're fortunate enough to be doing a lot of models for major builders. And I can tell you the home builders are on fire.
South Florida has a very diverse population. How challenging is that for a retailer that's trying to literally get into their homes? Homes of people that have very different experiences in terms of what they want in their furnishings.
It's a good challenge, but it's fun. If you went to our showrooms in Naples and Fort Myers, our cottage, coastal, white, lighter finish furniture appeals to that Midwestern couple that might be retired and is moving south for a second home or maybe a primary home. If you're talking about a condominium on Biscayne Bay, our most modern and contemporary and lacquer and white leather furniture sells off the charts. So there's really a surprising mix of style and demand across South Florida, and what's selling well in some markets is not selling well in others. It gives our merchandising people plenty of reason to want to focus on continuing to broaden our assortment.
And where is that focus going, do you think, for the rest of this business year for you?
It's really going in a couple of different directions. There's more and more modern, and the coastal looks for our Stewart showrooms, Northern showrooms. There's really two categories there. There's a lot of furniture styles, but modern is very popular right now. Every Gen X, every Gen Y associate at City Furniture, and we hire more college graduates, I think, than any other furniture store in the country. We recruit from colleges. So we've got this wonderful pipeline of young talent. They all want modern in their homes and condominiums. Conversely, you go to Naples and Fort Myers, it's a different story.
You sell throughout the region. How is selling furniture in South Florida unique compared to your other locations?
South Florida is unique because of the diversity. It's most unique because of the diversity. And you get into Miami-Dade when you've got a more than 60% Hispanic market. It's so much fun. You go into our Hialeah City Furniture showroom, and you don't have to sell mom and dad. You've got to sell mom and dad, grandma, Aunt Nina, a whole host of kids, and everybody gets a vote. And it's such a great family environment. It's a little bit of a challenge, but it's so engaging. It's so much fun.
What are you experiencing in terms of your product costs, and what are some of the pressures that you're seeing from your suppliers?
Everybody's talking about prices going up, but we haven't seen a whole lot. And we push back a fair amount because we're really the agent for the customer. I make a couple of visits over to our factories throughout Asia every year. I'm going again next month. I'm really going to be paying attention to what that conversation is. Fortunately, we haven't seen costs go up very much at all.
I know in some manufactured industries, the labor cost in China especially has begun to see some significant inflation. But you're saying you haven't experienced that?
I hear that and I know that to be a fact when I go over and visit. They all tell me that their labor costs are going up 15% to 20% per year. When it gets right down to it, the market has still been pretty tough, so that everybody's fighting for as much business as they can. So there's that competitive aspect that works. I mean, I've seen from several of our suppliers 1%, 2%, 3% increases, but overall, I would say the total impact and product inflation over the last year is less than 2%.
Keith, I want to ask you about hiring. You mentioned earlier being a significant source of jobs or college graduates for City Furniture. Assess the level of retail talent that you're able to tap into as you look for new employees.
With unemployment as high as it is, most people will be surprised to hear that when I network with other furniture and car retailers and other big ticket looking for capable and qualified sales associates, most of us find we have to really look quite a bit to get the quality of associates. We recruit very carefully, and we're concerned about the quality of associates, so we're very selective, as most good companies are. And it's not so easy. There's not an abundance of talent. That's why we go after college recruiting in a big way.
What do you attribute that lack of significant amounts of new talent, too?
It's a little bit of a dichotomy for me. We're still scratching our heads, but it's the reality. And it's not just South Florida. I network with furniture retailers across the country. I can think of my friend Rita and Rick Case, and a lot of times Rita comes to me and she shakes me by the lapel and says, "Keith, we need to find more good sales associates." And I talk to my friends at another major furniture retailer in South Florida, and he's saying, "I've got a lot of open positions right now, but we can't get the quality of talent that we would like." I can't quite explain why that is.
You're involved with the community, not only the local community, but the broader community. What would you say to that community in terms of the level of talent that a City Furniture and a Case Honda are having difficulty in finding those kinds of qualified folks for open job positions, open opportunities?
I think we always have to look at our educational system, and we've got to look at the quality of education we're providing our young people. I'm not a critic of that by any stretch of the imagination, but we all know that education is the big equalizer. And we also have to look at individual personal responsibility. Our expectations for someone are pretty significant. Maybe some of the folks today don't quite share those, and so it's a little bit of a challenge for us.
One of the interesting things about the furniture business, as the Great Recession hit, you continued to open up new stores and expand. Has that paid off?
We have. We've taken a long-term point of view, and we've expanded our store footprint. We've continued to reinvest in our infrastructure, and I can tell you that it was challenging a lot of times to do so, and we had to postpone some of the things that we would have done earlier. But we always try to take a long-haul point of view and try to look from the standpoint of the customer. They want the nicest showroom they can shop at. The environment is very important for them. The quality of everything that we do is very important, so we continue to invest. I think the next 3 or 4 or 5 years, I specifically think the next 2 or 3, 4 years in South Florida are really going to be good. Mm-hmm. I think the pent-up demand, the underbuilding of housing, the demographic trend for baby boomers wanting to come into Florida, and I think a rising price of home values are all going to work in favor of the real estate market. And so it's not just furniture in South Florida. It's the carpet guy. It's the wood floor guy. It's the granite countertop guy. And that business is important in our South Florida marketplace. Those entrepreneurial, smaller businesses really help fuel our economy.
That's the tale of the Sunshine Economy here today on WLRN. It's the reality of retail in South Florida. That was Keith Koenig. He's president of retailer City Furniture. He's been retailing here in the region since the early 1970s. He also tells me they are going online. Their internet sales, the fastest growing part of its business, but remains overall a small piece of its total business. The company, though, has been building out its online capabilities. Every retailer wants to go digital more and more. City Furniture is expanding its delivery area so it can expand into new cities without actually having to build and pay for a store. No bricks and mortar, just delivery.